Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Colossians chapter 3, verses 5 through 11. The Reverend Mark Raby is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. We now join the live service.
But the Lord delivers him out of them all. Affliction will slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be condemned.
The Lord redeems the life of his servants. None of those who take refuge in him will be condemned. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the
Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our text from Colossians 5 brought to mind an old Bob Newhart therapy skit. Don't look it up on YouTube right now. At least wait till the end of the sermon. But there was a skit where Bob Newhart had this young woman come in for a therapy session. And she has this particular unrealistic phobia that she would suddenly die by buried alive. And Bob, as the therapist, would probe with some questions. Well, have you ever been buried? Have you ever seen anybody buried alive? And the individual goes on about how this thought just keeps her in such fear that she can't do anything. So Bob, the therapist, tells her, well, I only charge $5 because the session will be very short, only 5 minutes. And I've got a recommendation for you, and I only take cash or check. But I have two words that I will give you as your therapist to help you with this situation. And so she goes on to explain how it paralyzes her, and then he says, "Stop it! Stop it!" Every time she speaks of this particular phobia. That was his solution. Stop it. So in many ways, our text today brought to mind Paul saying, "Stop it!" Paul's not a therapist. St. Paul is certainly not a therapist, and he's certainly not giving any self-help advice. But he is giving a list of sins that we should certainly die to. The first five summed up as idolatry, sexual sins that become idolatrous, self-serving, and then five more, plus lying, that indeed are serious sins. So if we count them all together, we have 12, but we're not going to go down that path of numbers. But these are serious sins. Serious sins. Sexual sins are like idolatry. They grieve God, for they can so quickly become our Lord, just as we sang in the hymn. Or even the other six: anger, wrath, slander, malice, obscene talk, and lying. Those reveal what's in the heart. They offend God, and they break relationships when we slander someone, when we are angry or lie, and so on. And so daily the Christian is to put these things to death in themselves, to repent of them. Elsewhere, St. Paul says, flee from them. Flee from sin, because so serious is sin that once it takes heart, can't overcome. But that's the law. If we just say, stop it, that's the law. But why? Why would we stop? Well, Scripture says that the Colossians at one time walked in these sins. That was their mode of life, their daily life. They lived out these sins. But why should they stop? Why should you stop? Nothing else. They're in our text today. There is God's wrath. The wrath of God is coming upon those who live in such sinful rebellion against Him. Very clear law. God's wrath. While we may not see it now, we might be able to see the results of our sin and so on. But on the last day, it will come to fruition. So die to sin because of God's wrath. It's a good motivator, God's wrath. It's how we teach confirmation as pastors. It's all law, not fear of wrath, law. But there's another reason. St. Paul is writing to the church in Colossae to warn them about the false teachers who were whittling away at their new life, their new hope, and most importantly, the foundation of truth these Christians knew, that Jesus is the Lord of creation, that the fullness of God dwells bodily in Jesus Christ. There is God in the flesh. Their life is hidden with Christ in God, and that they were daily being renewed in the image of God, their Creator. This was fantastic news. It has profound implications for those whose life is in Christ. This is the faith they knew. So St. Paul writes to them, don't be deceived by these false teachers, now that you have life in Christ. But how does it connect to them, or how does it connect to you? Thus answering the why. Baptism. Through their baptism, they have a wonderful new relationship to and with God. It's personal and became personal to the Colossians, and as you were baptized into Christ. In baptism, one receives the circumcision without hands, the circumcision of Christ, the fulfillment of circumcision in the Old Testament, and the fulfillment of all of God's promises in Christ delivered to you. Grafted now are you, just as were the Colossians, delivered personally these amazing promises. And by faith, you cling on to them. Colossians 2:11 and following. By the circumcision of Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith, in the powerful working of God who raised him from the dead, and you who were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses, by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This is set aside, nailing it to the cross. In baptism, Christ claimed you. He made you his very own, rescued you from death and the devil and all his works and his ways. And many of those ways are wrapped in and through those sins that St. Paul says, flee from or die to. Sins that can lead away from Christ. But repented of, Christ forgives, renews, restores you. This is wonderful good news. In Christ, the Colossians and you are truly alive. So having put to death those things that lead to death, and in Christ you walk as one renewed in Christ, baptized into Christ, you put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy, beloved, what do you put on? If you're taking away those things or putting them off, what shall you put on? Compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, patience, bearing with one another, and if anyone has a complaint, St. Paul writes, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you. So you forgive. And above all, put on these love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body. And be thankful. So while Paul calls us to daily die to sin, put to death the old man or the old Adam, and put on the new man or new person, or live into that new Adam, that is Christ Jesus, each day, we don't do so out of fear or compulsion, but because of the love of God in Christ Jesus, who has made us his own. The love that took him to the cross to bear your sin and mine, to bear that curse for you. Having conquered the sin in the grave through his death and resurrection, you now have life. New life. You truly live. And baptized into his death and resurrection in the circumcision of Christ, you cling to that good news each day. And daily you live. You live and walk in it as you walk daily by the Spirit. The new life. The new life in Christ is the one that is daily renewed and sets its mind then. You set your mind then on things above, where Christ is. Because you've been raised with Christ in baptism. Therefore, in Christ, you set your mind on those things above. And so you daily desire to strive. You fight that good fight. You want to put aside idolatry and anger and wrath and slander and malice and obscene talk and lying, and then put on compassionate hearts and kindness and humility and meekness and patience and bearing with one another, forgiveness and love. And strive to live that new life that's yours in Christ. Paul does mention also that it's hidden. That's why we have that battle in our own lives. That's why people may not always see it in our lives. It's hidden, though, but it's yours now in faith, fully realized on the last day of the new creation. So now you struggle with the flesh. You die and arise new every day. Put aside sin and put on virtue. Daily you let Christ's word dwells in your hearts and your minds as you drink deep of his word through hearing it, studying it, delighting in it, and letting it have its way with you. Renewing your mind, renewing your person and image of the Creator who claimed you as his own. So such is your life. Hidden now, but on the last day fully revealed. Daily by his Spirit you cling to him, because you are found in him, and your life is hidden in him as a forgiven and loved child of God who daily walks humbly with and in Christ Jesus your Lord. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.